Welcome to our Richmond Park School Richmond newsletter for Wednesday, the 23rd of March 2016. We are delighted to announce the children in our Year 3 class have been awarded with a national award through the Show Racism the Red Card campaign for their video which promoted anti-racism and diversity. Children also produced poems and t-shirt designs to promote anti-racism, which were shared with the whole school during an assembly. A huge thank you should go to Mr. Stonham for his work in promoting this important issue within his class and across the whole school. We are now looking forward to attending an Oscar-style award ceremony at the Marriott Hotel in Cardiff on the 27th of April to receive our award and to meet some sports stars and special guests. We'd like to say a thank you to all those parents and carers who were able to attend our Parents' Evening last week. Overall, more parents attended this Parents' Evening compared to the one we held at the same time last year. It's so important for you to attend these evenings to receive information from class teachers to effectively support your children's development. Attendance percentages for Parents' Evening this term were Reception Class, 90%, Year 1, 100%, Year 2 is to be confirmed, Year 3, 90.5%, Year 4 is to be confirmed, our Year 5 was 83% and Year 6 was 76%. To help us fully inform parents and carers about key messages and events which are happening in school, we've set up a new texting service which will allow the primary contact on our school records to receive free texts with key information. To receive these texts, please ensure that the school has your latest mobile number in order for us to update our records. We'd like to kindly remind parents and carers that we cannot allow dogs in the school premises due to county guidelines, regardless if you're holding the dog or if they're well behaved. Many children are afraid of dogs, therefore our priority has to be to keep our children safe and happy. We'd like to give a huge congratulations to the Carmarthen Twirlers for recently winning an Outstanding Achievement Award for the Most Improved Troop at a national event in Bristol. The team are mostly made up of children from Richmond Park School, who also won awards and rosettes on an individual basis for their routines. We wish the team well as they move on to the main national competition held in Bournemouth between April the 15th and 17th. Twirling is a great way for the children to have fun, keep fit and work together as a team. If you'd like your child or children to join the Twirlers, please contact Jessica Shaw on 07878 666202. Training is held in our school hall from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. every Monday evening. Our Welsh phrase of the week this week is linked to our day that we start back in school. So school will start back for pupils on the 12th of April. Bydd ysgol yn dechrau nôl i ddisgyblion ar y 12fed o Ebrill. Congratulations to Year 1 and Miss Fish for winning our Best Class Attendance Award for last week with a fantastic 99%. The whole school attendance last week was slightly below our target of 95% with 93.86. Our whole school attendance percentage for Nursery to Year 6 since September is currently 94.03%. Regular attendance during the summer term should ensure that we meet our school target. Our gold winners last week during our attendance awards were Year 1 with 99%, Year 4 with 96.8%, Year 6 with 96.4%, and Year 2 with 95%. Our e-safety tips of the week. Please agree on screen time with your children to ensure that they don't spend too much time on digital devices. Also, many console and computer games aren't suitable for young children. To check the ratings for these games, please log on to www.pegi.info. This website will give you all the details about different games and their ratings. Children will be having their class photographs taken on Wednesday the 13th of April. Please ensure that your children come to school in their full school uniform on this day. School dinners will be rising from £2.30 to £2.40 per day after the Easter holidays, which equates to £12 a week. We'd like to remind parents and carers that the school needs to receive payment for school dinners in advance. Otherwise, children should bring in a packed lunch to school. Payment should be in a sealed envelope, which states your child's name, the payment period, and the total amount included inside the envelope. The new summer menu for the school dinners is available on our website. We'd like to say a big thank you to our PTA for their continued efforts to raise money over the last term and to engage more parents and carers in the life of the school. The past term has seen many new developments, including the start of a PTA coffee and quiz morning, Zumba classes for parents, and a parent-teacher lottery. If you'd like to join the PTA and support us in our events, please contact Lisa Howells or contact the school directly. We'd be most grateful to parents if you could also donate items towards the hamper prizes for the upcoming bingo event. Upcoming events also include the 24th of March between 6 and 7pm, the next parent Zumba class. On the 15th of April at 9am, our coffee and quiz morning. The 21st of April at 5:30pm, our indoor car boot sale. Parents are more than welcome to have their own stall here. And the 21st of April at 6pm will be the start of our bingo evening. The whole school took part in Sport Relief this year to promote health, fitness and well-being, as well as raise money for good causes. A huge thank you must go to Mr. Howells for organising the day, which included a banana relay, Keith's two children running class marathons, as well as children and staff cycling on a spin bike throughout the day. Thank you also to Mr. Stonham for acquiring a signed Welsh rugby ball as a prize for the child who raised the most money through sponsorship. Congratulations, therefore, goes to Bryony for winning the ball, having raised over £200 for the charities, a fantastic feat. We are delighted to announce that we raised over a whopping £1,300 during the day, which will go towards Sport Relief and the Salvation Army this year. Proceeds from the event will be sent through during the course of the week. For more information about Richmond Park School, please visit our website on www.richmondpark.amdro.org.uk or follow us on our several Twitter accounts at Richmond Park CPS, at Ysgol Richmond, at Pease Community, at iJigsaw, or my own at Deputy D Cooper. If you'd like any further information, please feel free to come into school and discuss any issues with Miss Davis, myself, or your child's class teacher. Thank you for your continued support. Enjoy the Easter break, and we look forward to seeing you in the summer term.